What is up?
Hey, yo.
This is the movie show. I'm Sesh.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Tabo.
Tabo.
This,
I know.
This is usually our camera
this
guy.
This is unusual, guys. You're like, wait, who is that?
I am not
what
used to.
What is that?
It's usually our camera guy.
What is he doing here?
What is that? Okay.
Sorry, Tabo. I didn't mean it like that. So Tabo is joining us on the show today because we thought it would be fun to have an honest conversation about acting. And Tabo has done some acting.
All because Bryson is here. I'm not scoring. What's happening here?
Minimal.
He's done acting. He's a good actor. Yeah. So before we even get into the show, right, we want to just ask. I don't know if you guys know this. Can I tell you guys a fact?
Okay.
An actual fact.
100%.
Like, this is factual, right? Of the people that watch our shows.
The viewers
that watch our shows. Only 10.6% of the people that watch our shows are subscribed to our YouTube channel.
What?
That means that 89.4% of people that watch our shows aren't subscribed. Now you're like, oh, why must we subscribe? Well, if you subscribe, we're then able to get more guests on the show that are in the industry. So we've actually been contacted by the South African Stunts Awards team,
that's
which is
right.
Pretty cool. So that's going to be coming up soon. And we want to collaborate with other filmmakers or aspiring filmmakers. And you subscribing just helps us do that on the show. So we are asking you to please become part of the 10.6%. Leave the 89.4%. And let's bring that number down so that we can...
Is it so hard to just click a button?
You could even do it now.
We'll wait for you. Okay, so in today's show.
We are going to be having an honest conversation about acting. Mm-hmm. As everyone knows here on the movie show, I hate The Rock. I don't think he's a good actor. It's true.
Oh,
why? Because he's not acting. Gosh. He's being himself on screen. And I'm sorry, but that is not acting, people. Acting is when you are on screen and people don't know it's you.
I was just about to say that.
Thank you. So like Chris Hemsworth in The New Furiosa, he was acting, man.
Yeah.
Like he was legit acting. Mm. Who else was acting? Kenneth Branagh.
They were
in
all
his
acting.
Different roles. Yeah, actually they were all acting. In Furiosa, they were all acting. But yeah, like that's... And for me personally,
yeah,
I know for Ryan the same. Tabo, I don't know about you.
Wait. You can speak up, man.
Wait. Let me finish what I was going to say. For me, what makes an actor good...
Yeah.
Is how versatile they are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So for myself, right, I sort of understand and respect you being able to, you know, be yourself. Because most movies want The Rock. They don't necessarily want him to portray...
So in other words, they love The Rock for The Rock.
As in, maybe they know, you know, people... this guy has many, like, fans.
But what type of movies... Actually, no, you just hit the nail on the head. This guy has fans. That's
yes.
what they do it for.
Yes.
They're doing it so they can get publicity or they're doing it so they can raise money.
The name.
But
the
joke is, the joke is...
What is the joke?
That Black Adam flopped.
Hey.
So that tactic doesn't actually work in the film industry.
But in Black Adam, he wasn't necessarily... He was The Rock.
He wasn't Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, but he wasn't like himself. He wasn't making those.
Yeah.
Those jokes.
But. It's very serious.
So I understand that side of it. But then I do respect like an actor who's able to like fully portray the character. Because obviously being like part-time actor, right? I know the difficulty of it and the work that goes in. You can't just portray like a character fully without having the passion. So people who can like be like something completely different, I take my hats off.
The amount of work that goes behind prepping for a character.
No, no, no. It's insane.
And that's true, especially if the actor himself is a specific personality and now he has to go on screen and be someone completely, completely different.
Yeah.
Like, think about the amount of work that goes into that. Like, you have to change your whole mindset. You have to, like, climb into that person's, like, clothes and be that person. Like how they would react to certain situations. And I think specifically if it comes to, what do they call it when they sort of go off script, but they have to stay Eh?
Improvising.
Yeah, okay.
And you can actually only improvise properly when you are
exactly
so well versed with the character that you're playing that you're able to like, because you know the person that you're playing, you're able to.
And
like,
I think that probably happens quite often within a movie filming as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where something will happen and then they're needing to improvise.
Well, it depends. So like I know Robin Williams apparently was, I was watching a, his name is, what's his name? Stellan Skarsgård, I think. He was the Baron in Dune. The dude, the fat dude. Oh, right. That actor. He's also a very good actor. He was doing a like career review. So like he was speaking through the different films and he was in Good Will Hunting, which obviously was Matt Damon and Ben Affleck's first film. And then Robin Williams was in that film.
Yeah.
But he said actually Robin Williams is known as like the comedic king. Like he would just, and he was known for improvising. Like you didn't know what he was going to do in a take. Like you weren't ever sure. But what's crazy is he said Robin Williams, when you were with him alone, he wasn't funny. It was when a group of people came together that now he like came out and he almost, I don't know if he said it was like, I don't know, like how he responded to being, you know how like you change sometimes when you're around people or in a group. Yeah. Some people go quiet in a group, other people get louder in a group. Yeah, so he apparently wasn't funny, but then when the camera was rolling, he suddenly,
That is insane.
Can I be honest? So I hear what you're saying with like, so I'm not saying, the problem is acting has levels and it's got depth to it, like any skill.
Yes, yes.
But for me, when you know that a person is extremely skilled, almost natural, I do think though you can learn this though. I don't think it's like you have to be born an actor to be a good actor. I think you can learn the skill.
Yeah.
But the most skilled actor is, and I'm going to take it back to this just because it makes sense. So if you look in the fashion world, right?
Yes.
When a person is modeling clothing, now, yes, they do get like celebrities, for example, to model clothing because now what you're doing is you're tapping into that celeb's fan base and now, you know, oh my gosh, so-and-so wore it. I want it just because I'm a fan of so-and-so. So there is that element, which I guess that's kind of what they do with like getting like The Rock in because now they're tapping into, it's a collaboration. It's collaborative, I suppose.
Yes.
But like if you look at fashion down to like its rawest, most like finite detail, the model actually doesn't matter.
It's the clothes.
The model's purpose is to show off what the designer has made. And that's why, like, even with runway, like the model is just walking. Like they're not drawing attention to themselves. They're drawing attention to the clothes. And that's how you know a model's good is when, you know, like, yeah. And then also on top of that, like the designer will choose what type of look they want in the model because they have a certain way they want the clothes to fit and fall.
Yes.
So like they if they go for someone with this physique, the clothes are going to fall like this, but that's not the way they intended it to look. Do you understand? So like everything is for the clothes. So now if we take it back to film, right? What an actor actually is they're that model and they're not supposed to draw attention to themselves. Mm. They're supposed to serve the story. And they're supposed to serve what the director sees in this character because actors are at the mercy of directors. Unless you're like super, super famous and you decide, I'm making a movie and I'm going to act in it. Most cases, actors are chosen by directors because the director or the writer has a vision and the actor is actually just there to fulfill that vision and they're not supposed to be noticed.
Yeah.
Like for me, if the actor comes through, then there is, I'm not going to say they're a bad actor, but that's not acting in its purest form. For me personally, acting in its purest form is you don't know who it is. Mm. It's that character to you. That's why like Chris Hemsworth, people were like, wait, is that him? Type of thing. So that's why like Kenneth Branagh, love him because there's been so many times I've watched him and haven't realized
that it's him.
This is him. Yeah. So that's amazing. Personally my take on it. So let me not be so harsh on The Rock. That's, I get that side of it, but for me, as a lover of films, I like it when an actor comes in that pure form of serving the story and the director.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree with you there. Because also for myself, if I were to direct a movie, and I have an idea for this character, and I want him to be in this certain way, I would get someone that's gonna bring that character to life. So yes, you're great, but then don't come and add in your own stuff.
Yeah.
I want this vision for this character. And so, yeah, I respect that. Yeah, I also agree. That's what it is.
Yeah, so what we've done is we've gone and like done some research. We've dove deep.
Right?
In the internet. And we found some actors that we think fulfill this versatile. There's actually a lot of versatile actors. Oh, though. They really, really
I actually just Googled.
Yeah. Okay.
I Googled and I found the top 10. And then I was like, oh, yeah.
Honorable mentions within that top 10. Christian Bale. He's not 100% versatile, but he's still a good actor.
Yeah.
Matt Damon. Also very, very good.
Proper.
Johnny Depp. I enjoy his acting because he's outrageous. But there is a lack of versatility. Versatility.
Yeah.
When it comes to him.
He does well with creepy characters. Yeah, like or abnormal, quirky, yes. Abnormal characters. So,
Chris Hemsworth did impress me in Furiosa. He wouldn't have made this list, but in Furiosa, I was very.
He definitely broke out of something.
Broke out of something there. That was solid. Who
Austin
else?
Austin Butler.
Austin Butler. Austin Butler is good because he preps.
So
Austin Butler is not a natural talent.
But that's what it is.
Some people are natural talents. Austin Butler's not a natural talent.
So in other words, the more preparation you put into it,
the better you become.
We know that most method actors will actually live that life of that character even behind the cameras.
Yeah.
I actually heard something about Butler, about the Elvis. I think it was in one of your shows when I was doing Elvis, that it took him some... It took him some time to break out of that accent.
He's still not out of the accent. He's still like if you listen to Austin Butler pre-Elvis and post-Elvis, it's definitely
stuck.
It's like Colin Firth is a good actor. I enjoy Colin Firth. Do you know that Colin Firth, we've spoken about this before on the show, but for the movie The King's Speech, he played King George who had a speech impediment and he got a vocal coach that taught him how to do it. After doing that movie, he had to go for training because he had a speech impediment.
What?
So he had to go learn how to undo a stutter and a stammer because that's crazy.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, it's not good, but...
That's an actor. That's what an actor is willing to do. They're willing to put their body...
That shows you.
And even their...
I wonder if as an actor, you lose yourself.
I think you do. Yeah. I think eventually... Like even if you listen to someone like Tom Hardy.
You don't know who you are anymore.
they become, even their accents like a mixture of all of the roles.
But
that
I find
done.
That crazy though when an actor, because you find a lot of British actors have very strong American accents.
Yeah.
To the point that you think that they're American.
They're American,
You're like, I thought he was American.
Like Tom Holland, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Tom Holland.
And then you see him in an interview and he's very posh English.
Just like,
you're like, wait, what? You're like, this is so weird.
That's what I enjoy about Tom Hardy actually, is he's very good with accents.
Oh my
so
gosh.
You'll often hear him. Like if you know the role he did Alfie Solomons in Peaky Blinders. And then he's done other ones like Bane in Dark Knight, which
Dark
was
Knight
that
Rises,
weird like
yes.
high. Yeah, like he. But then you listen to him in interviews and you're just like, yeah, I don't know his voice. I don't know his voice. Yeah.
Yeah, no, Tom Hardy's quite good.
Yeah.
He's very good.
He is.
I know he also does like disguises and like he always try to like look extra.
Guys.
Okay.
Guys.
Okay.
I can't believe I forgot about this. There is a movie that is coming out, right? The cast is Tom Hardy.
Wow.
Austin Butler.
No.
And her name's Jodie. I can't remember her surname, but do you remember the movie Free Guy with Ryan Reynolds?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know the chick that was the love interest?
Yes, yes.
It's her. That chick. It's called The Bike Riders. And it's based on a true story about these bike riders in like, you know, the gangs, the bike riding gangs in America.
Oh. Yeah, with the leather jackets.
I was picturing bikes like bicycles.
No.
Oh. I was just like bike gangs. I was like,
no,
bike
I need to
gang.
Show you. I need to show you. I am so excited for this.
That chick is good as well.
She is good. She's very good. She's Irish. Do you know that? I think she's Irish. I was watching on Vanity Fair, they do notes on a scene. I was watching, they did a scene from Bike Riders and her accent, we'll play it. Her accent is like, what?
You see that? They're playing or something. Look at all of them whispering over there. So the scene we're about to watch is the moment in the movie where Kathy, my character, and Benny, Austin's character.
Yeah, I think she's She's Irish. But this movie, I'm so excited. Sorry, you reminded me when you said Tom. I don't know what you said about Tom Hardy. And I was like, wait, there's a movie. Look at that, guys. Look at that. Okay, does that not cool. look epic?
Okay, it looks epic. It looks worthy to watch.
Oh, my word. Tom Hardy doesn't even look like the Tom Hardy. Right? Yeah, I saw Tom Hardy. For a second, I'd be like, wait, where's Tom Hardy? That? That's not Tom Hardy. Oh, wait, who's that? Oh.
Yeah, no, I'm very psyched for this film. This is
brilliant.
I'm excited. Yeah. Okay, so versatile actors. We've mentioned a couple.
Yeah.
Andy Serkis is another one.
Ooh. Yeah, no, he's
yeah. But there's two that we chose to show, to react to.
They stood out.
Has anyone seen Andy Serkis in a fun loving character? Because I thought about him.
Oh, serious. And then you
I thought, no, but I've never seen him. I've seen him get very deep with characters, and it's the more like serious, scary,
like, yeah, like Gollum
spooky,
or Caesar,
King Kong.
Kind of abnormal. Yeah, kind of like characters. But never
that the Afrikaans dude, he did a solid Afrikaans accent in Avengers.
It's not just a metal. They sew it into their clothes. It powers their city, their tech, their weapons.
Yeah, cuttlefish. What? But if you want to see, if you want to scare,
he did a good one. Actually, that's true. You see, that's what we mean about versatile, is it's not they're stuck in a genre or something. Mm. It's like they go beyond. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
They can stretch.
Okay, so Ryan, who is the person?
So, my first choice
was my choice.
Was your choice?
Which we'll get to. That guy was episode. Me and Ryan basically chose the same person.
Damn. He
That's
is good.
Crazy.
He's, yeah. And then my second choice
would probably be my second choice as well.
So, Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Heath Ledger. And just specifically because the first time that I saw Heath Ledger was 10 Things That I Hate About You.
Yeah, no.
And then, obviously, of recent, well, you know, obviously.
He also did that movie, A Knight's Tale.
Yeah, that's right.
He did A Knight's Tale. Yeah, with Paul Bettany. Okay, wait, guys. Paul Bettany has to be in this list as well.
Yeah, that's true.
That guy's a good actor as well. Sorry, I just had to add him in there.
And A Knight's Tale was always a girly movie for me. So
yeah, it was very girly.
I think I saw that before 10 Things I Hate About You. I mean, you can tell I have a sister because 10 Things I Hate About You, A Knight's Tale.
Hey.
And then, of course, one of Heath Ledger's last performances, because
his last
most iconic.
One of.
And his most iconic.
Most iconic.
His last performance was The Joker. And there you see two complete.
No.
You know what? I had heard about his performance, like, before watching it. Like, I have friends and their older brother, he always would be like, this guy's performance in this movie. And I was like, oh, really? Okay, cool, whatever. That's terrible. But
the guy from A Knight's Tale, you're like.
So I wasn't like that well versed with Heath Ledger. I just like knew he was a good actor.
Yeah.
And like, you know, when you take someone at their word, like, oh, okay, cool. He was a good Then we did the Christopher Nolan Batman trilogy marathon. And you know when you have high expectations actually because someone's already told you it's good?
Yeah.
He exceeded those hikes. Like I went in thinking this performance better be good.
Yeah.
I sat there and I was just like,
is that him? Kind of thing. What I enjoy about Heath Ledger is he throws in these extra little things in between speeches or stuff that he does that really adds to the character.
I actually think he was a natural talent. I think he was naturally, but he also did preparation. So I happened to be on Instagram this week and just happened to find a post where someone had taken pictures of the book that he like had. It was his diary, the diary that he kept when he played the Joker.
Yeah.
And like literally he cut out pictures, he wrote things, he even like, I don't know if that was his actual handwriting. I almost said his actual font. Feel like he downloaded a font.
Nowadays, you know. Nowadays we say font. Handwriting
is your font. I feel like it could have been his handwriting, I'm not sure, but it looked like he'd even like tapped into like what would the Joker's handwriting would have been like.
Wow, that's amazing.
It's quite sad though, because at the end of the diary, at the last entry was bye bye.
Oh,
which is quite
hectic.
And we actually did a show on like getting in these roles.
Oh man.
Is there like a point of no return? Like, because I mean, what happened to him was hectic.
I know with him there's like a lot of stories that like also say that, you know, maybe that role did mess him up. So then there was a day when I obviously went in to go check, you know. This was after I think I watched Dark Knight. And then I went to go check, is it true? Like, are the stories true? Did it have like a psychological impact? But then I saw something where now his cast members were talking.
Yeah.
And then they said the opposite.
Oh, really?
So they said as soon as they went cut,
he was out.
As in scene is over, he was like out.
Out.
Now he was like back in his, like it's heat again.
That's similar to Austin Butler in Dune Part 2.
Yeah.
Because apparently also like, because I think Austin Butler is method, but he knew if I stay in this role, I could actually kill someone. Like,
wow.
So yeah.
Wow.
But then the actor, I think that is one of the most versatile actors ever. Well, I'm not going to say ever, but like from what we've seen is a man named Gary Oldman.
Hmm.
When you say that name, like if you had to go up to we should do it actually. We should like go up and say,
How many people actually know him?
Do you know Gary Oldman? Like comment down below if you know who we're talking about. That this is what I'm saying is acting in its purest form is when you don't know
the actor,
but he's been, this man's filmography is insane.
Then you give the movie and the actor and they're like, oh yeah, I know that movie.
Like the amount of movies he's in. He was in Darkest Hour. Hmm. He was in Book of Eli. He was in... He's played a Jamaican. He's played in Spanish films. He was in Friends. His filmography stretches so far and so wide. He was in Christopher Nolan's Batman, actually.
Yeah, that's right.
It's actually just insane.
He was the police captain,
he was
wasn't
the
he?
Police captain.
Yeah, that's right. With a moustache and glasses.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. This guy's this. So for me, this is honestly the best. If I had to give the best actor. And it's very difficult because I love a lot of actors. But from a versatile perspective, I would definitely say Gary Oldman is the most versatile actor.
Takes the trophy.
Definitely of our generation.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I'm not going to speak for previous generations because...
Because we don't know.
Yeah, we haven't watched a lot. We've watched some, but we haven't watched a lot of those films. But he was definitely... Yeah. So what we're gonna do is we're actually gonna play a little bit of like little cuts from films that he's done so you can actually just see what we're talking about. If you're listening to this podcast, not watching it, head over to YouTube right now, search Active TV, and you'll be able to watch this podcast and see Timoney's different roles.
And subscribe and don't forget to like.
Yeah.
No! I'm gonna put up with all this emotional crap. I don't see why. He's all right, and I told you he won't happen again!
Which you shall nobly serve comes from destruction, disorder, and chaos. Now take this empty glass. Here it is, peaceful, serene, boring. But if it is destroyed, look at all these little things. So busy now. Notice how this one is useful.
Welcome to my home. Enter freely of your own will and leave some of the happiness you bring.
Count Dracula?
I am Dracula. And I bid you welcome, Mr. Harker, to my house. Come here.
A barber's a bloke with a red and white ball and a pair of rusty scissors who sells your rubber johnnies. Is that what you're after?
No.
This is a stylist. That's what we do. Oh, we style hair. You think?
Jack Hathaway. That's a good man. For a Democrat. Well, this is a man I would say would have a smooth confirmation.
Jack Hathaway.
Smooth as a baby's ass.
Well, I mean, he's already taken himself out of it, so...
Right. Right. Well, who the hell knows? Perhaps Lainey, will shock the world by pulling out a brilliance and erudition at the hearings that none of us know she has.
So, Shelley, can we ask for basic fairness? 50-50 Democrat and Republican at the hearings?
Of course we can.
No, we gotta go. Hey, come on. Here we go.
my ass.
Se casó con mi abuelo y se fueron a vivir a Inglaterra. Soy casi del pueblo.
Del pueblo.
So you're the big hoodlum. Personally, I don't see it.
Some might benefit. I mean, the powerful might be able to parlay good germs preserved in their country redoubts out of sight of the swastika flying over Buckingham Palace, over Windsor, and they're draped on these ready buildings.
Never. Never.
So I come to you. I come to you to learn your minds in this grave hour. You see, it was pointed out to me by my new friends that you might even rise up and tear me down when I for one moment contemplate parley or surrender.
But yeah, that is Gary Oldman. The Gary Oldman.
Gary.
Yeah.
Old man.
I dare you to go watch his films and like try and spot him. Because sometimes you can't spot him.
Damn.
Like especially when he was Winston Churchill.
No, oh. No, in the previous I was like, is it that guy or is it
who's
that guy?
Who's that? Wait, which
guy?
And when the Jamaican, like, oh, that guy was crazy. That guy was just mad. Gary Oldman.
Imagine meeting him like personally.
I actually think they're
completely
very boring
different
people.
Personality.
I think they're very honestly, I think actors are boring. But it's because they have to put so much energy into when they are acting.
They just relax.
It's like Cillian Murphy.
Cillian Murphy, I could be not. And actually, Anthony Hopkins is also very good. And Robert De Niro. Mm. These are all like Al Pacino.
Ooh, yeah. Al Pacino.
Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, he's also quite a good actor.
Leonardo is a very good actor.
Because if you look at him in Titanic, and then you look at him in some of the other films where he... What was that one that we did with, sure, the names have just left me, where he was that...
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
No. He was that...
Django.
Yeah.
Django!
That one. Django. Like you see him in there and Inception, then...
Brad Pitt's also good. With Brad Pitt,
I enjoy
I would say...
I enjoy him as well.
There is a range extent. For me, like Gary Oldman takes it.
Yeah,
but like these are all, they're still good actors.
Brad Pitt is more like comedy.
Yeah, he does comedy, action.
Comical.
But he has done dramas.
But he's very good. Yeah.
He has done dramas before, definitely. You know, so these are top actors, yeah. But this has been The Movie Show. Until next
on Active
week.
FM.
Soon we will be doing a review for The Bike Riders. I cannot wait for that.
Yeah. Coming soon.
Stay tuned.
Coming soon. But until next week.
Adios.
Peace.